ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जया उदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। सो आर वी ऑन स्क्रीन, आर वी ऑन टेक्स्ट 40 प्रभु? वी आर ओके। सो आई एम गोइंग टू रीड टेक्स्ट 40 एंड देन विल टुगेदर गो ओवर टेक्स्ट 41। तस्मात् सर्वात्मना राजन् ब्राह्मणान् ब्रह्मवादिनः तपस्विनो यज्ञशीलान् गाश्च हन्मो हविर्दुर्दहः। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रीला प्रभुपाद। ओ किंग, बी हु आर योर एडहेरेंट्स इन ऑल रिस्पेक्ट्स शैल देयरफॉर किल द वैदिक ब्राह्मणस, the persons engaged in offering sacrifices and austerities, and the cows that supply milk from which clarified butter is obtained for the ingredients of sacrifice. Text 41. Vipra gavascha vedascha tapaha सत्यम् दमः शमः। विप्रागावश्च वेदाश्च तपः सत्यम् दमः शमः। श्रद्धा दया तितिक्षा कृत वश्च हरेस्तनुः। श्रद्धया श्रद्धादया तिशिक्षा च कृतवश्च हरेस्तनुः। विप्रागावश्च वेदाश्च तपः सत्यं दमाशमः। श्रद्धादया तितिक्षा च क्रतवश्च हरेस्तनुः। विप्रागावश्च वेदाश्व तपः सत्यं दमाशमः। श्रद्धादया तितिक्षा च कृतवश्च हरेस्तनुः। विप्रागावश्च वेदाश्च तपः सत्यं दमाशमः। श्रद्धादया तितिक्षा च क्रतवश्च हरेस्तनुः। काइंडली रिपीट प्रभुज। विप्रागावश्च वेदाश्च Namah Harascha Harestanu Vipragavascha Vedascha Vipragavashvedasha Tapasatyam Damashamaha Shraddhadayati Tikshacha Tavascha Harestanuhu Vipragavascha Vedasya Tapasatyam Damashamaha Shraddhadayati Tikshacha Tatavascha Harestanuhu Vipragavascha Vedasya Tapah Satyam Damashamaha Shraddhadayati Tikshacha Tatavascha Harestanuhu Vipraha The Brahmanas Gavascha And the cows Vedascha And the Vedic knowledge. Tapaha. Austerity. Satyam. Truthfulness. Damaha. Control of the senses. Shamaha. Control of the mind. Shraddha. Faith. Daya. Mercy. Titiksha, tolerance, cha, also, kritavaha cha, as well as sacrifices, hare tanuhu, are the different parts of the body of Lord Vishnu. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai, Prabhupada ki jai. The Brahmanas, the cows, Vedic knowledge, austerity, truthfulness, control of the mind and senses, faith, mercy, tolerance, and sacrifice are the different parts of the body of Lord Vishnu. And they are the paraphernalia for a godly civilization. Kindly repeat after me. The Brahmanas, the cows, Vedic knowledge, austerity, truthfulness, control of the mind and senses, faith, mercy, tolerance, and sacrifice. Are the different parts of the body of Lord Vishnu. And they are the paraphernalia for a godly civilization. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we offer our obeisances to the personality of Godhead, we say, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, Jagaddhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. When Krishna comes to establish real perfection in the social order, He personally gives protection to the cows and the Brahmanas. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. This is His first interest, because without protection of the Brahmanas and the cows, there can be no human civilization and no question of happy, peaceful life. Asuras, therefore, are always interested in killing the Brahmanas and the cows. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, cows are being killed all over the world. And as soon as there is a movement to establish the Brahminical civilization, people in general rebel. Thus they regard the Krishna conscious movement as a form of brainwashing. How can such envious persons be happy in their godless civilization? The Supreme Personality of Godhead punishes them by keeping them in darkness, birth after birth, and pushing them lower and lower into wretched conditions of hellish life. The Krishna conscious movement has started a Brahminical civilization, but especially when it is introduced in the Western countries, the Asuras try to impede it in many ways. Nonetheless, we must push forward this movement tolerantly for the benefit of the human society. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So, I would like to offer my obeisances to my dear spiritual master. Om Agnanti Mirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. And I would like to request and ask permission and blessings from the senior disciples here, who are representatives of Srila Prabhupada, to kindly bless me and give me permission so that I can speak on behalf of all of you and help you to progress in the Krishna consciousness process. So kindly give me permission, Prabhu. So the purport here emphasizes the importance of pushing this movement, Krishna conscious movement, throughout the world. We are in a very precarious situation in a most abominable age of Kali Yuga. But in spite of all these bad times, we are like a mirage in the middle of the desert. We have institutions like this which are really helping us to promote Krishna consciousness and to get out of this material bondage and out of all this anarchy. So in this particular purport, the text 41, we are looking at previous part, but that we had looked at before, was that this dialogue is between Kansa and his ministers. So Kansa and his ministers were discussing about after the night that they passed. Kansa was bewildered because Yogmaya was acting very strongly on him, and in association of Vasudeva and Devaki, he was pretty much knowledgeable about what should be done, what is his position, and how he can see the destiny coming up. So he had the knowledge, but as soon as the next day when he wakes up and he comes in contact with his ministers, his mind starts getting polluted. And he was misguided, and that's the reason why he came up with the conclusion that we should be after the Brahmins, we should be after the cows, we should be slaughtering them and finishing up all the godly civilization, and especially the Vishnus and Vishnu paraphernalia should be destroyed. So demons correctly identify the different parts of the body of Vishnu, and those parts which are been called out, we know them very clearly. The brahmanas, the cows, the Vedic knowledge, austerity, truthfulness, control of the mind and senses, faith, mercy, tolerance and sacrifice are different parts of the body of the Vishnu, and they are the paraphernalia for a godly civilization. So their attack was that once we finish Lord Vishnu, then all this godly civilization would be vanished. It will be completely, and then we can rule on the top of that. So what do we understand by Brahmins and cows? Can anybody help me here? What do you mean by Brahmins? What's the definition of Brahmin? Jai. So, Brahma Janata Iti Brahmanaha. The importance of Brahmin as they are considered head of the society. And just an example, look at our body. Our body is made up of so many parts. The head is on the top, the arms below, the chest and abdomen, and the legs. So each part of the body signifies certain specific function. That's why we have this body. So any of this part of the body, if it's damaged or severed, but the head is intact, we can still operate very nicely. So the similar way, Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, the Brahmins are considered the head of the society. And with intellectual power to coach, to teach, to guide, mentor, who knows the Shastras and their implications. So they would disseminate the information, Jnana Vijnanam Sahitam, and the practical applications in life to help improve the situation. They differentiate between right from wrong. They will help guide the devotees, and not only that, the society, to improve from the detrimental conditions. So that is the position of the brahmanas. And the cows. The cows are very sacred because of several reasons. One of the most important reasons that I was told when I was a child, that about 330 million demigods, including Mother Lakshmi and Mother Saraswati, reside in them. So just with the thought of even that, every time you go in India and you see the streets when the cows are walking by, nobody harms them. You know, they walk freely. Everybody goes and touches the cows and offer obeisances. And there are special, I still remember when I was a kid, there were special Matajis who would go with a bucket of grass, like a green grass and all the nutrition that, and they will say, Gayala Chara De. So the cows will be walking from street to street. She will be she will hold on till somebody comes there, and then somebody would say, okay, I would like to offer some grass to the cow. So right in the morning, before you go and start your day, you can pay $10 and you can buy the grass and some gul, and you offer it to the cow, and you start your day like that. You offer your obeisances. So that's how I was raised. So when I heard about this, that, you know, how demons are really so much having animosity and so much of having a bad plan of damaging all this stuff, they know exactly where to attack. So our job as a devotees would be to fight against that. The Brahmins and the cows are our fundamental elements of our godly civilization, and we must fight to our last breath. So cows not only give the milk for the nutrition of our life and sustainment, but we take care of them, and they will reciprocate them with us, just like a mother loves her child. I mean, like mother loves the child so much, very innocent love. Similarly, I remember that when I was going out in the Goshala, into there in Mumbai, when I was growing up, there were cows which were kind of having any problems, like health problems, or they were deserted by somebody. Then they will be all collected into this place named Panjrapol. And in that place, they will nurture the cow, they'll take care of them, and they will nourish them and make them very nice and healthy. And my parents raised me that I would go periodically and offer them food and all the nice things. So when you go in and pat the cow, just like we pat the dogs here, dogs and cats, similarly, you pat the cow, and when you feed her, she would lick you. She would lick you back and forth. So much of love that the cows can give you. So the cows are very special, very important elements of our society. And we all must take good, very good care of them. They also give, Gaurachandra Prabhu in the previous class mentioned about so many things about cows, antiseptic qualities that they give through cow urine and cow stool. So many nice things they give. They are efficient use in natural fuel also. They are very good. And they can control the world economy of all these different problems that we are facing. Going out in the Middle East for oil and this and that, all those problems can be gradually reduced if we adhere to godly civilization like Prabhupada is mentioning. So, at this point, I would like to read something from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8.24.5, the purport by Srila Prabhupada. And that tells us the importance of Brahmanas and the cows for God civilization. When Lord Krishna appeared, he purposefully became a cowherd boy and showed personally how to give protection to the cows and calves. Similarly, he showed respect to Sudama Vipra, a real Brahmin. And everybody knows about the story of Sudama Vipra, right? How many people know Sudama Vipra's story? Almost everybody knows. Excellent. Another Krishna's childhood friend was Madhu Mangala. Madhu Mangala was also Brahmin. So Madhu Mangala, Sudama and several other friends are very dear to Krishna. And from the Lord's personal activities, human society should learn how to give protection specially to Brahmanas and the cows. Then the protection of religious principles, fulfillment of aim of life, and protection of Vedic knowledge can be achieved. Without protection of cows, Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, the aim of the life cannot be fulfilled. So here Prabhupada very clearly emphasizes us, tells us that without cows and the Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, the aim of the life is finished. So I hope this can be told to our president of this country and to other countries that they can understand, because they are smart people. But they are materially smart. They don't understand the Vedic importance of this. The Lord, therefore, is described as Gro Brahmana Hitayacha, because his incarnation is only for the protection of the cows and the Brahmanas. Unfortunately, because in the Kali Yuga, there is no protection of the cows and Brahminical culture, everything is in a precarious position. It's topsy-turvy. If human society wants to be exalted, the leaders of the society must follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and give protection to the cows, the Brahmanas and the Brahminical culture. There ends the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. While I was growing up, Indian political situation was such that some of the BJP leaders, if you know of them, they were in support of ISKCON. So we at this point, I strongly feel that for maintaining our Brahminical culture, we need the leadership of countries, leadership of main organizations to acknowledge and understand this, so that we can progress further and propagate Prabhupada's movement. We really need that help. Protection, another important information. I think the time is up to 8:10. Am I right, Prabhu? 8:15. So do I have a few more minutes? With your permission. So another very important Srimad Bhagavatam 1.17.9 tells us the protection of bulls and cows and all the other animals can be possible only when there is a state ruled by an executive head like Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit addresses the cow as mother, for he is cultured twice-born Kshatriya king. Surbhi is the name of the cows which exist in the spiritual planets and are especially reared by Lord Shri Krishna himself. As men are made after the form and features of the Supreme Lord, so also the cows are made after the form and features of Surbhi cows. So all the cows that you see, they are not just animals, just like any animals. They are made in the form of Surbhi cows in the spiritual kingdom. And in the material world, human society gives all protection to the human beings, but there is no law to protect the descendants of Surabhi, who can give all protection to man by supplying the miracle food milk. But Maharaja Parikshit and the Pandavas were fully conscious of the importance of the cow and the bull, and they were prepared to punish the cow killer with all chastisement. Now please bear it in mind, during Maharaj Parikshit, the cow killer with all chastisement, including death. This is a serious thing. If leadership understands the importance of cow killing and the importance of brahmanas, I think they will really improve. This is a very serious point that Prabhupada is making. There has sometimes been agitation over the protection of the cows, but for want of pious executive heads and suitable laws, the cow and the bull are not given protection. The human society should recognize the importance of the cow and the bull and thus give all protection to these important animals. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit for protecting the cows and Brahminical culture, the Lord, who is very kind to the cow and the Brahmanas, Go Brahmana Hitayacha, will be pleased with us and will bestow upon real peace. Jai Srila Prabhupada. So with that, I would like to conclude. I have a lot of material that I brought here, thinking that I will have enough time, but I don't. But we can discuss it later. One of the most important things that I would like to bring out, as requested by my dear friend Bhrugupati Prabhu, was some of my personal experience and the contribution that my parents gave in my life. So we talked about the godly civilization and the Brahminical culture, how we can inculcate into the society. So one of the things that I learned was that over the long period of time, we did for Govardhan Puja for almost 30 years. I think many of you came to my place, and the whole intent of doing that was worshipping the Brahmanas and the cows. So if we keep on doing those kind of programs at Namahat, at home and at temple, and also we develop centers, Bhakti center at every 7-Eleven, there's a little stop by and there's a Bhakti center. I wish this morning I was thinking about that all the traffic which was going on 10, they're all coming here. So I hope one day will come, if we keep on pushing, tolerantly keep on pushing Prabhupada's movement, we will definitely reach there. So we need everybody's cooperation and help. And we need the enthusiasm, which Rupa Goswami says again and again, enthusiasm is number one criteria in Krishna consciousness. With that I conclude. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, I would try to answer. Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Varnashram Dharma. Yes. Right.
And he gave so many lectures to that effect. But now we're facing a situation where even more cows are being slaughtered, so many people are becoming starving and dying unnecessarily. It could be solved by this Varnashram Dharma. Could you please comment on how this could be brought about?
from my understanding, the Varnashram Dharma is four Varna and four Ashram, and that can be improvised in the society, if, to my understanding, basically based on your Guna and Dharma, not based on your family background. So that's the first step. The first step would be to clarify that, which has been going on a long time for even in India. So one of the first thing is, people who have the inclination towards doing a particular service, for example, I have an inclination to do God, you know, Krishna service. So that's a kind of a quality that you possess. So that's a natural quality you have. So people should be promoted for that. There should be institutions and there should be schools. There should be some kind of courses that can promote devotees to develop in that fashion. And when they were developed in Sheda Mayapur and Vrindavan, which is on the way, on the horizon, eventually at some point we'll have that plateau when we'll produce the people who will be skilled in certain particular aspects. You know, everybody would not be Brahmana, everybody cannot be Kshatriya or Shudra, but based on their likings and their choice and their inclinations, they'll be developed into that. So I think some work is in progress, but it's a long ways to go. That's how I feel. Did I answer your question, Prabhu? Anybody else? Any comments? Yes, Prabhu. Right.
And truthfulness, etiksha, they are part of the religion. So, like many times when a good person says, like the school teacher says, I don't take drugs, students I don't take drugs. But if a drug dealer says that drugs are very bad, that they shouldn't say, because he knows really. So when the asuras are themselves saying, because they have, their life is dependent, right? They have always a law with Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think it's a good comment. And I think asuras in those times were smarter than asuras now. That they were able to recognize where Lord Vishnu resides. So I think, you know, this is a direct implication of, you know, where we are right now. Yes, Prabhu. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhartha abhyutana madharmasya tadatmanam srajamiham. So whenever there's a decline, we are in a Kali Yuga age and there's going to be more and more decline. You can imagine right now it is so bad. When I was growing up, I did not see any drug dealers. I did not see any people who are loafers, all that while I was growing up. I could easily walk from my home to the school. Even in India, very peacefully, nicely, wishing everybody hello, hi, all that, and there was nothing like bad. And even right now, when I go to India in those same streets, it's really bad because Kali Yuga is progressing really fast. So, yeah. Krishna, I don't know what do you mean by Krishna is tolerating? Krishna, because everybody is bound by their previous karma. So you have independence given to you, but every individual has the bank of your karmas. So based on the karma, you get that particular reaction. So, anybody who has done good karma, they are still protected by Krishna. There are still institutions like us. So we are all very special souls that are protected by Krishna. that out in the middle of all this bad things that you, that we see here, we are still protected. I think from that angle. But all these things are going on and people have to pay the price. That doesn't mean that we should condemn them and say they're bad and this and that. But we should have total humble approach of helping them. That's why we need to go out in the street like you're doing and preaching more and more and helping people. That is what is required. So if we do that more and more, I think there will be a day when even if you don't get 100% improvement, we may get about 50%. I think we should be good. So Krishna is, I still don't get it that Krishna is tolerating. Krishna wants everybody. We are all his children. So Krishna loves all of us. So Krishna wants all of us to go back to Godhead. But based on your bank of karma, gradually people are moving in that fashion. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. That's a cream of the crop.
So, in order to deny this language for Balas Vanda conscience, this enmity is the Brahman. Brahman does not have all of this.
Right.
At one point, you were mentioning that both of these things that are leaders now in society, you said they're intelligent, they can understand. But actually, the Krishna consciousness movement has to be able to develop. If the Brahmanas, and this is what we learn, we adopt the teachings, we practice the teachings, we really care for the cow, and we really like live according to what Krishna wants, the rest will be more easy.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a perfect example, people will follow. Because we can distribute some of these books.
I agree.
But then it's okay, what are you at?
I agree. Role models, yes. Right.
So I like it what you mentioned that some groups that connect with those groups and go to various.
Yeah, there are institutions and groups which are connecting worldwide. I'm aware of some of them, and like cow protection for the development of small-scale industries between the devotees. There are so many things going on a very minuscule scale. But if we gradually develop into a bigger scale, and we, like you said, you know, we develop like a role model for any government or any big institution to see that. And if they're sponsored by big companies, then they will probably they'll be promoted to a higher scale. And I think it's a great idea. By you first. Right.
So you think individually, somebody might say, well, that's a big task, it's going to be easy for us. We're doing it individually. And if they see things that you as an individual, as a role model, the other people will
show. Right. Have you heard the term walk the talk? Walk the walk and talk the talk? What it means is that whatever we preach, we need to practice. We need to really practice. I think a lot of people are really, they like the philosophy, they like to do things, but how many people are actually adapting in their practical life? That's the most important thing. Because Krishna says that cows are very important, we must drink milk and doing all that. I would encourage everybody to offer that milk to the Lord and then take as a remnant. It's so important. I don't see any reason of being a vegan. I don't see any reason. Maybe there are other reasons for understand that the cruelty is developed for milking the cows and all that, but Prabhupada knew that. Prabhupada told us when he was, you know, when the milk was offered, he knew how the milk was prepared and he allowed us to do that. So we need to understand the basic concept and develop from that. I'm of the mind that we should really focus towards a bigger goal rather than getting locked into small things. Yes, Mata. Milk. Yes. Yes. Absolutely right. Right. Correct. I agree. I 100% agree with you. That's part of my information that I had that I could not present, but drinking the cow's milk develops finer tissues in the brain, which can really help you in promoting Krishna consciousness. And that Krishna consciousness that you develop, that cannot diminish. While contrary to that, when you eat the meat, it becomes dull. Why people are so much dull-headed? Sometimes I think about when I came to United States in 1979-80, some of the things which are very obvious to me, like common sense, I said, yeah, why are people doing like this? I couldn't understand. Because block-headedness. They're eating too much garbage, you know. So this is, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Right. We need to really one minute, Prabhu. I agree with you, we need to develop some kind of a little strategy with ISKCON senior leadership so that we can develop these projects on our level, on a regional level, kind of like a local temple, and then from there to the zonal level and to the bigger level. Because now we are worldwide, we are how many, 600 centers all over the world? 600 some, right? So you can see that we are really influencing the whole world. I mean, you know, we are really started from 108 temples to 600 now. So we have a great potential of developing and influencing a large mass of intellectual people. And I feel that this is not like a dream. This will come true within a few years. It will happen. That's what I feel. That if we keep on pushing, we are tolerant, we keep nice preaching programs, we develop nice devotees, and we go further, we can really reach the goal that we are talking about. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna. All goes to Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Go Prabhupada.